Brothers and sisters, we've come here to meet with the living God, the one who's your Savior, your Lord, the lover of your soul. He's loved you from all of eternity, the one who began your salvation back in eternity, if you will, who foreknew you, will glorify you. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. We come to him by faith. We come looking to him, trusting him. Our eyes are on him. Who has he revealed himself to? Who are you coming to here to meet with? The living God, the omniscient one, the all-powerful one, the one who owns a cattle on a thousand hills, the one who all things are open and laid bare before him, the one who knows your every need, who has every hair of your head numbered. When you come to him to ask for a fish here in a moment, he's not going to give you something that you don't want, a snake. When you come and ask him for an egg, he's not going to trick you and give you a scorpion, something that'll hurt you. Your Father is a good Father. Your Savior, your Lord on the cross, bought all the benefits that allows you right now to come into the presence and be seen by your Heavenly Father, holy and blameless and without any reproach. And he is a rewarder of those who seek him. So when you come to the Lord, expect he's not only going to hear you and meet with you, but there is reward there. And it's reward beyond what you could grasp with your hand. It's things that you will be granted by grace to perceive with your heart and your mind and to be enriched as an heir of God and a fellow heir with Christ. So remember a couple little exhortations from Luke chapter 11, for instance. Remember, this one who you come to is like the friend at midnight. You come desperate. You come at a very importune moment. And yet he's willing to give to you because you persist. You won't let go of this God. What you need, you don't come and with a quiet little voice, may I please have... There's a sense of boldness as you come before his throne of grace. Remember the widow who needed help, and she came to the unjust judge. She would not leave that judge alone. He finally gave in. How much more your Heavenly Father willingly gives in. And then lastly, remember a few words from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ out of John 14. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. In that day, you will not question me about anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you've asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full. Don't forget that last part. So that your joy may be made full. Amen.